They were just here at Trackside this morning for an information session on what sounds like a fabulous thing called Community Interlink. And I'm with Suzanne Miller from Nexus, whom we all know, and somebody else who gave a very interesting talk, Gordon from GV Health. And it sounds like people say, oh, this is a big organisation, but you know, you've got to realise probably it's really a collection of smaller organisations really coming together to do a fabulous big job. Would that be a pretty vague way of describing it?
That's an excellent way to describe it. So it's 18 health services. Some of those are larger and some of them are very small rural health services, but wanting to stay engaged with their local communities and particularly their elderly community around home care packages. So that's the sort of context of the health services getting together. To make sure that we're supplying in our local areas.
And local seemed to be the key word, and, you know, not surprisingly, because people know, you know, people say, oh, Nexus, yeah, I know them. So it's not like you're saying, well, I've got this company, I've never heard of them, I don't know anything about them. So you'd think it was a logical choice.
You'd think so, but it is confusing when people enter the aged care, the home-based aged care system, and which is why Community Interlink has the local health service name next to it, to try and keep that really, really close.
Yeah, so it can be Yarrawonga Community Interlink or Albury-Wodonga Health Service Community Interlink or Nexus Community Interlink. So it's that basis for the 18 health services, and people then connect immediately. So you know, we've just had a launch in Yarrawonga, and you know, local people see that as that's the health service there and that they're connected, and it's the same here at Kilmore.
And it sounded like you're already sort of sharing and cooperating and coming up with different ideas, you know, the videos and things like that. So you know, it's obviously bringing all those resources together, it's got to be a very positive thing.
The structure around it's really very tight, but very local. And as Goulburn Valley Health is the lead agency for Community Interlink, so it sort of handles all the behind the scenes business, if you want to look at it. And then based on the number of packages there are in an area, it then contracts the health service to put a staff member in place. So the coordination is a really local level, but because there's variability in the number of packages at any one time, the size of Community Interlink with Goulburn Valley as the lead means that it's very safe and buffers some of the risks associated with the business.
And those are pretty key words, I think, in something that is going to be, as you mentioned before, pretty complex and lots of things to sort of make decisions about, and to be able to have one point of contact but also attached to a local body ticks the boxes.
Well, we hope so. It's still a fairly new business, but it's growing. So the people in the local community, are accessing care through the small amount of marketing that we've had, and hence the launch today is to connect with the local executives and local GPs and pharmacy, etc. This afternoon we have our local consumers. Aged care consumers are coming in for a lunch, so I think we've got about 60 people, which is fantastic.
Well, that's excellent. Well, we can keep in touch because we've got regular sessions with Nexus, so we'll know what's happening with Community Interlink. Thanks for talking to us this morning.
Fantastic.